You have the card in?
I do.
It's
I
in right
see
now?
It in right now.
Sean Silva said we're rolling. This is amazing. Woo! The music come in. Hello, world.
Wait,
this
I can't hear myself.
You got to turn it.
Your battery
I'm,
might
I'm
be
rusty.
Dead.
No, I can hear myself now.
You got it now?
Yeah.
Guys, this is the first episode back.
2022, okay. Baby.
Here we go.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Thank you so much, Sammy.
I was
hoping you would do that. I was hoping you would do the lip syncing of
Hillary. I usually do.
Yeah, of Hillary. You know her by first name, the girl that does the voice.
Yeah, she works on the Bobby Bones show with Abby.
That's right,
yeah.
Abby.
Woo!
All right, let's get this out of the way. Abby had COVID, and now she is ready to...
I didn't mean to just laugh at you, by the way, but I was not expecting him to say that.
I always
he
come in...
happy. Like, he was excited.
Well, because we were talking about it before we went live, and you were very excited. And I always come in here with a plan. I always come in here with a plan, like, this is what we're going to talk about. In my head, I never share the plan, because you guys are like...
I was going to say, what?
Sorry. Yeah. In my head, I do.
Okay.
As soon as I walk in, it goes to shit.
Because you just get so excited to see us.
I do. I'm very excited. I'm seeing Happy New Year.
Yeah.
It's the first ep back.
I don't love that terminology.
This is
the first episode.
Yo, this is the first ep back.
Oh my God.
Can we not?
You're on one right now. You're allowed to. You're excited. It's 2022. 22 is my lucky number, so I'm feeling it.
It was a joke. Woo! It was a joke. But this was not a joke, was that Abby was like, guys, I'm so ready.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to, when you say ready to go, what does that mean?
Like, go wild out on the town. Like,
she's been cooped up trying to heal herself up, and now she feels better. She's back at work. She's living her best life, and she's ready to go.
Yeah, and I've been cooped up for 2 years being like careful of not getting COVID. Now I've had it, and now I'm just like, there's no rules.
There's no rules.
No, everything.
You're making out with everybody.
Yep, basically.
Really?
Anyone I see.
Jesus.
All right. I support it.
Well, I was going to say, just kidding, but.
Go, Abs, go.
We'll see.
Is that your...
That's why I was like, I want you guys to go out with me. You've never seen me fun.
I have.
Wait.
I have seen you fun. You were fun at Chuck's wine party.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you were fun there. So, you weren't fun before because you were too scared of COVID?
Well, I just really didn't want to get it. Yeah.
Abby was very cautious. She stayed in, like, that's why, people were razzing on us because they're like, oh, you guys never invite Abby. However... Sure. Was that semi kind of true? Maybe. But the whole point was that I knew you were uncomfortable going out. So I didn't want to make you feel guilty. Like, Abby's the type of person that if I was like, oh, I don't know if you want to come, but you're welcome to come. She'd be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want you to come. I'm like, I don't want you to be sorry. I just wanted you to feel included.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, that wasn't necessarily out of spite that I was like, oh, Abby's not coming. It's just like, I'm not going to put that in front of her and then make her stress about making a decision to go out when I know she doesn't want to.
What is his look?
No, I could tell that you're so relieved. Like, Abby had to cough.
She is like a different person.
Oh, Abby had to cough just now a little bit.
Yeah.
But she was like, I don't have COVID. I already
no,
got it.
She's like,
let's not go.
Like, her, the whites of her eyes are brighter. Like she is ready to go.
I mean,
2022 is your year, Abs.
Yeah. How did you handle COVID? How did you have, did you know what variant you had?
I think I had the Omicron.
Really?
It was not very severe at all.
So you had a cold.
Yeah, it really was like a cold.
Yeah.
Like, the first 2 days were kind of rough. I was really tired, but other than
I get that.
Nothing.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Welcome
Thanks.
Back.
We're back.
Thank you.
What about you, Sammy? Over the holidays, did you,
I think I am just a robot. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know.
Don't know.
I've seen those memes on Instagram that are like, this is the people that have like avoided COVID and they're literally just like, like the Mario thing. They're jumping up and around. They're, I feel like that's me.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So I've taken a lot of tests. Don't get me wrong, but. Still negative.
Well, I have a surprise for you. I think you'll like this.
Oh God, I thought you were going to be like, well, surprise, I have COVID.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Everybody's got it now.
No.
We have this button that we've waited a whole year to have.
Is it happening?
Like this. There we go.
Today is the best day of my life. If you've heard any of these episodes, I have whined and complained. That's amazing. No, I'm not. It's like my favorite. Listen, it's like my favorite sound. I use that when I'm just like out on the sidewalk and I get excited or my friends do something great. I'm like, bam, 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 bam.
I love it. Now we have.
Here we go.
And.
Look at us. 2022, guys. I'm feeling good vibes.
Maybe each year we do the podcast, we add a new favorite sound. You know?
Ooh, I already tapped out. That's my only favorite sound.
you're covered. The next one will be yours.
Okay. I'll have to choose or think.
You got a whole year, babe.
I feel like with the makeout ratio that you're going to have this year, I feel like you may.
Abby's going to have a ring on it by the end of the year. She's getting a December proposal, a holiday proposal, if you will.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
You are in need.
Wait, speaking of like.
I don't, you know what? I mean, without even saying.
I am in need.
Yes, you are.
Okay. That's fantastic for you. And you know what? I hope those needs are met. But do you have any, speaking of like tackling this year and hitting the ground running, do you guys have New Year's resolutions? Do you do those?
That's a great question. You have blossomed into this, like this interview person because I
no,
have.
I'm just not blacked out right now. Like the last podcast like we Sean did.
Oh my god.
When Sean had a full blown spaghetti dinner in the middle of the podcast, you could hear him eating.
That was my favorite.
Oh yeah.
Like he was just country. Like, I was like, where did you get that? He's like, I have no idea. I got it out of the fridge.
It's like spaghetti. Somebody's spaghetti.
No,
or something.
Spaghetti meat. I ate a meatball off the top of his plate. I was just like, yeah, this I thought about it. Cool. And when I played it, you know, the highlight reel back in my head. You know, 2.5 bottles of red wine, and I had had 2 waffles the whole day. No wonder we went to Mother's Ruin afterwards. Abs, you did not come, which I'm still upset about. That's okay, because now you've already had COVID and you're over it. You come to Mother's Ruin anytime you want now.
Next time.
And we met the Henry Longbottom. What was his name?
Henry Longswallow.
Longswallow. We met him with his lip sweater. Yeah. He was a very nice gentleman. He was very cute. I lasted all of about 15 to 20 minutes, and then I looked at Sean, and I was like, you need to take me home. I am getting too drunk. Like, you know, if you can like feel yourself like fading, I'm like, gotta go. Can't be in public. Bing, bing, bing.
100%.
Yeah. And I was only there for about 15, 20 minutes. I was like, yep, it's time for Sammy to go to bed.
So You're referring to the, if you want to catch up on this, you're listening to this episode. It's basically the last 2 episodes of last year, which was not like a month ago. Listen to those. We got really, we had a good time on Melorosa.
If you're, you know, if you're listening, you should probably start drinking when we started drinking, which would be the first minute of the first episode. So then By the time you get to the last minute of the second episode, you're as drunk as we were.
And they were really long. But I was so proud of you that they were long episodes. They were the longest ones, like two hours.
Give me a bottle of wine. I'll talk your face off.
So where are we right now with you? Have you drank at all?
No.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking. I got to be prepared.
I've been working all day.
Okay. Is it dry January? Are you doing that?
You want to know something? I've done dry January one time in my life, and you want to know what year it was? 2020. So I stayed in all of January. Wow. I went out for like 3 minutes in February, and then boom, world shut down. I was like, this is Jesus telling me that I should just drink.
Sammy, come
on. He's like, I did not put all this effort into making water into wine for you to sit at home in your apartment and pretend like you don't want to drink. So let's go.
I got it all day. We have lost listeners. I am so sorry for the... No, this is what I'm happy about. I wrote down, you said something earlier about, do we have any New Year goals? And that's one of the questions that I have.
Oh, wow.
It says New Year goals.
Look at our brainwaves.
Question mark. So,
love that.
Sammy, let's start with you. New year, new goals, new life, new you. What's up?
I mean, same old Sammy. I can't get rid of her. She's still here. Mm-hmm. I think I don't necessarily, I'm a very goal-oriented person, like to the point where it's pretty annoying. And the fact, like I set goals every week. I set goals every week, every day type of thing. But I think my overall theme that I really want to focus on just in general, I kind of touched on it when we were heavy drinking in the last podcast, is to stop overthinking. Like I need to be nicer to myself. Mm-hmm. I give people around me more grace than I give myself. And I'm like, what am I doing? I just feel like don't overthink it. Just go with it. Like obviously be smart, but I feel like I've talked myself out of opportunities. I don't know why, but like within the last year, because I feel like when I came to Nashville, I was just like a bull in a china shop. I was like, I don't have a job. I don't have a place to live. I don't have any friends. I don't care. Like I'm going to get a job. I'm going to mark all these things off my list. And then I think when you actually start achieving goals, you almost get more nervous to mess them up. And so then I started to like kind of play timid, and I'm like, no more timid, Sammy. Gotta be nicer to yourself. Stop overthinking. Go for it. Focus on your health, you know, just like mental, physical, mm-hmm. emotional, spiritual, all the health.
I love it.
I think that's just like what I'm trying to do, and not take on like the whole year I'm going to do this. It's like, no, just day by day, I'm going to be nicer to myself. I'm going to focus on what I can control. That's another thing. Sam, why you got anxiety about something you can't control? This is me talking to myself in my car. I'm like, why are you worried about that? You can't control that.
Can't control it.
Why do you have anxiety about something that is literally not even a little bit in your control?
And the people that do try to control it still get it.
Anxiety. Correct. I mean, yeah, I think I just got to chill. I mean, I'm not going to chill, but like, you know what I mean? Be nicer.
I do. this is fantastic. I love this.
I love like that.
I feel like I always, when my friends like talk negatively about themselves, I'm just like, hey, don't talk about my friend like that. Mm. And I'm like, wait, why don't I do that to me? Like the things I say to myself in my head are way meaner than anything anyone's ever said to me. And I would never let that slide if someone said that to my friend. Like I would probably fight them. Not really. I'm not a fighter, but I'd be upset.
You're not a fighter? I feel like
no.
You would scrap.
I have never. No, I got a smart mouth. So no one's ever like my bark is worse than my bite. But I've never had to bite because everybody's afraid of the bark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Smart.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really the game plan that I meant to have, but it's what I got.
Just never mess with a girl with cauliflowered ears. You know, that means you're.
I mean, no, I'd never mess with a girl who has larger traps than me either. Like I got, did gymnastics for a while. So I got like some upper body strength. So if they're thicker than me, it's like, yeah, that girl could probably hurt me.
I feel like you can hold your own.
I think I could too, but I don't ever want to find out. Mm. I like just being a smart ass and then walking away.
Abby, you had COVID over the holidays.
Is that her new tagline? Abby was single in 2021, but in 2022, her tagline is.
As long as she has, you got to keep going and get your blood work done so you know if you have the antibodies. And
oh,
then,
I probably do.
Oh, 100% you do. I'm just saying like, you know, just keep going and then. And then when you find out you don't have antibodies anymore, then you can go back to being the hermit that you were before.
What do I have, 5 months? Is that how long
it lasts? I still have antibodies and it's been over a year.
Excuse? Oh, oh my God. Dude, 2021. I mean, 22.
I mean, this is your year. I'm Abby. This is...
Abby, you are a wild child right now. Like, I think you're just glowing.
If you see Abby in a bar, Abby in a bar, go after her. Buy her a shot.
She deserves it. Yes.
Buy her shot first, and then you'll make out with them.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. This is why we love Abby. Right?
She literally was just like, yeah, yes.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
Absolutely. Okay.
This is why.
Okay.
Do you have because your mom comes in a lot, right? Your mom comes in. She's been in here like 2 or 3 times at this podcast, but she comes to town a lot.
Yeah.
Are you this open with her? I feel like you have a good relationship with your mother where you talk about dating and making out and stuff.
No, I'm kind of weird like that. No, I don't tell her that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But she knows I tell her about dating stuff. Okay. If I go on dates.
That's how I am.
But I'm not this open. I only say it on the podcast.
So she knows. Sure. You just don't tell her directly.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So in your new goals this year, I think we already went over them, but what are your goals this year, Abby?
So like, okay, I used to like chase guys, right? Or, you know, like wonder why they're not into me. Okay. Well, my new thing is... Oh, shoot. I didn't want to mess the quote up. Now I messed it up.
Give her a second, Chuck.
I know. I will. Hold on.
Once you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch you. Boom.
Mic drop.
Yes.
Chuck, do not ruin my favorite sound the first episode back.
I know. Seriously.
I'm so sorry.
I will be upset. Like, you've pressed it 22 times. We get it. It's
7
lit.
Times.
Let it go.
All right.
So I'm just, I'm just going to like focus on myself. And if somebody wants to come after me, cool. If not, I'm busy.
So stop. Okay. So stop chasing. Let the right things find you.
Yeah. They'll find you. Good. When you're in your zone and you're doing what you want to do, they will find you. Look at that.
I like that.
I do. I mean, I agree. I think that there is no such thing as like the correct person that would miss you. Like if they're the correct person, you won't miss them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like at least that's what I tell myself.
Like when I used to go out.
This is a very good self-help episode. This is like a...
New year, new us, baby.
Yeah, here we go.
Last year, I came out just, you know, drunk, screaming, living my best life. Now I'm like philosophical and shit.
Knowledgeable.
Who knew?
Putting sentences together.
Nah, she's always been in there. She just likes to have a good time as well.
All right.
Got a lot of layers. I'm like an onion.
Like an onion.
Name that movie.
Peel it away.
Got a lot of layers. I'm like an onion. Who's in it? I'm sorry.
Michael Myers.
Oh, is it
Cameron Diaz?
It's
and they are cartoons.
Oh,
cartoons?
Yes.
What's the name of that movie?
Shrek.
Oh,
it's Shrek, and the donkey's like, onions. Why couldn't you be a cake? And Shrek's like, because I like onions. Like I have a lot of layers. You gotta go back and watch it. I'm butchering it, but
I haven't watched Shrek in forever.
It's because you got a Toy Story on repeat at your house. You're not allowed to watch anything else.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
Also, speaking of Toy Story and your son, like sometimes when you post photos of that kid, I'm like, this dude's wearing a toupee. Like there's no way that dude's hair is real. But then I think about Tuck's mom and dad. Great hair. Like both of them. Hair. I'm like, this dude's just going to have like John Stamos hair for the rest of his life.
He's got some good. He's got some good
hair. You posted that picture in your foyer. I was like, this dude's literally wearing a wig. Nobody can convince me otherwise.
So Cassie, my wife, gave Tucker a haircut when I was, my dad's in town, by the way. My dad's.
Oh, like, I gave him a hug. I said, happy late birthday.
Sitting back in the other room there, just listening in.
Can he see us?
Yeah, he can see us. I think he's falling asleep, actually.
Actually, he is asleep.
It kind of looks like it.
All right, he's awake. Yeah, he moved.
He's sleeping.
All right, that's good. He moved. So we were up hunting in Ohio, and my Cassie, my wife, sends me a picture of Tucker's haircut. I go, what? Adorable, but what's going on? She, like, looks like a mullet. It's got a mullet going on.
Yeah, but mullets are in, and mullet, he's cute, and it's just hair.
He pulls it off.
It's just hair. He's gonna be, he'll be just fine. It's gonna grow back in 2 seconds anyway.
Yeah, it's already in his eyes.
Well, she kept it as a mullet for a while.
Well, she only cut it like 3 days ago.
I thought it was like in the process, like she was before and then.
Oh no, the finished product was a mullet. Yeah, she finished as a mullet. So.
Oh, I love that.
Anyway, she did good. I thought she did great. Yeah, that's good.
I've never cut men's hair, so hopefully that's never something I have to do.
It's a thing.
I don't know that I would be good at it. I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out.
Yeah, you can do. I mean,
like, I don't know that it would be great, but I feel like, you know, when people were cutting their own hair in quarantine, I feel like I could have done that.
Yes. Well,
don't for guys, you use that like clipper thing and you can adjust the lengths.
If you do that type of haircut.
Yes, I could only do that.
I'm scissors only, girls. Scissors yeah, only.
Do that. I'm out. <It'd be> like, I'll hire your wife for that one.
No. Oh, actually, she gave me, and when the COVID quarantine first started and everybody was freaking out and not going anywhere and everything was shut down, she cut my hair because it got so long.
Yeah.
She did a good job. It's, you know, whatever.
Oh my God. I remember. I had roots to like my ears, like my earlobes. I was like, oh God, this is not cute. I had like, I also had lash extensions before the quarantine started and then those just like naturally fall off, but I couldn't get all of them off. So I just had like one lash extension on my left eye, two on my right. Hot mess. Good thing I wasn't leaving my house so nobody saw me.
Did you guys watch the game? The Georgia game?
Wait, we didn't talk about your goals.
What?
Your goals.
My goals?
Yeah.
My goals. This is a busy year. Busy year for me as far as like businesses opening up, the, you know, launching the wine, going into restaurants this year. So in the music comes out in a month, a new EP.
Ooh.
Comes out in a month. Now my label, listen, everybody knows. What did I ever do to be the one holding you? Everybody knows because I play it all the time. Anyway, came out this time last year, right? Been begging my record label to put it out to radio. Like, please send it to radio. Please send it to radio. I think it could be a great wedding song. I think people would love it. And they said they're going to. They said they're going to send it to radio. So I'm like crossing my fingers that they do that.
Wait, before or after the EP or with it?
Like with it.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, because I have Old With You, and then I had that Jimmy Allen song that I put out with him, On and On. So that'll be on the EP.
Amazing.
Then that, remember Solid Gold when I first put that out?
Yes. How many songs
there's only,
your
then
EP
there's two
have?
More. There's only two more. But it'd be nice if they, I mean.
Yeah.
I never know what, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, so they say they are, but.
They say when? They are, and I'm going to be like, all right, let's.
Let's go.
I was going to say, how much say do you have in that? I don't even know.
I've been
know.
In the music business long enough to be like, all right, cool, let's do it. And then once it happens, you know, I'll be excited. But
okay. Yeah, you gotta.
I feel like it came across that I have no faith in my label to do that.
No,
but
no,
I,
no, 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 no. You're just waiting. You're testing the water, seeing how it's going. Like, you want to put your foot down, but you want to respect them.
Yeah, I want to make sure because they have a whole team that they have to hire. I think they're in the process of doing that.
Right.
So, you know.
And let me tell you, there's a lot of people involved that you just don't even know at first glance.
A lot of people.
I do have to say, not to cut you off, but. You were talking about how like your wine's going into stores.
Yes.
I have to give a shout out to my mom. My mom is literally your unpaid intern. When I tell you that everyone in Viridian neighborhood in Arlington, Texas has Melorosa wine.
Let's go.
Like they bought a case and my mom had it like decorated. I should show you this picture. I was going to post it on Instagram, but whatever. I was too intoxicated all of December to do it. But like one of her friends came over and like tried the wine, went home, bought like six bottles. Like she's just like, hustling Melorosa wine for you. She's also inviting everyone she knows from the time that she was born to today to go on your cruise. Like this girl is your unpaid intern. This woman, my mother.
That's all the Patty, this girl, this she's woman, just, my mother.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm like, Mom, you are just, you're on it. Like, are you on Chuck's payroll? Like, what's going on?
She can be.
Well, she's doing it. She's doing it. I was laughing at her, but like in a good way.
Maybe I should do buy one case, get one free for her since she's like done all this stuff.
I think, yeah. I mean, she's definitely like a sales rep for the Wix family. I love it. So
right. I don't even check sales. I'm going to check sales now and I'm busy be like, man, a lot of people in Texas are getting this. Holy crap.
It's sprouted from the Petrowski home.
So yeah, Mel Russ is a big, you know, big thing on the radar to get that going because, you know, once it's in the restaurants and a lot of volume will start.
Do you have dates for that or like it's still in a
process? We're picking the distributor that we want to use. Once that distributor is picked.
Okay.
Then it'll be like, cool. Because legally.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Legally, you have to have a distributor to put your alcohol in restaurants. And so I'm new to the alcohol business. So I've been learning this on the fly as well. So.
So what you're saying is that your goals for the new year is to just like survive with all of the things that you're putting out.
Just, well, Amelorosa. And then we start day one of rehearsal started this past week for.
Oh my God, I saw that video and I cannot express to you how jealous I was that I was not there. Well, I want to go play in that gym.
You have to let me finish the sentence.
I can't. I'm so excited.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay, the sorry. Woolworth Theater. Okay. The Woolworth Theater on 5th and Broadway, John Lewis Way. It's going to be opening up probably May 1st. Okay. Not a hard date, but could be sooner. Could be like maybe a couple days after May 1st, but around May 1st.
Okay.
And day one of rehearsals for the residency show that's going in there started. And I'm excited. Whoa. It feels real now.
It feels real, bud. Yeah.
I've been walking into the Woolworth and the building and just seeing the process and the progress and all that stuff. It's nerve-wracking.
Of course. That's a big undertaking.
Yeah. So that's a really big vision, big project, big passion project of mine that, you know, is going to be fun to the next few months just making it come to life. And I'll be out in Vegas for like a week or two, just kind of watching the rehearsals, like kind of overseeing it, making sure the vision's.
Practice wasn't here?
That you videoed? No, it was in Vegas.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was here. And I was like, damn, I'll sign whatever waiver to go play in that gym.
Well, I mean, you can go out there. It's at the Circus Center.
Yeah. You going to pay for my ticket?
I mean,
I might be there for ACMs.
100. Well, we'll be done. Damn. We're only doing rehearsals out in Vegas for like 4 weeks. Maybe 6 weeks.
All right. I'll miss it. Well, I just feel like, you know what? Once a gymnast, always a gymnast. I want to fly on the little thing that like, I mean, I don't know that I would be good, but I'd give it the old college try. Literally.
Send a little waiver. You know,
sign the waiver. Well, what I was saying is that like, if I break my arm, that's my fault. I'm not that person that's going to be like, Chuck made me do this. I'd be like, no, you thought you were still an athlete and you are retired. Oh my God. Oh my God. All the way. Oh, sorry. I just had a panic attack because I realized that I graduated college 10 years ago this year, which means that I've been a retired athlete for a decade.
Oh, yes.
That just like doesn't seem real.
So that's what I was saying is that like, you know, my brain still really thinks that I'm an athlete. Let me tell you, like sometimes when
I think you still are. I think everyone out there that's been an athlete, like in college, you can always be an athlete. You can always be.
Sure. But I'm talking like my brain thinks that I can do things that I used to be able to do. And like, let me tell you.
Yeah.
She can't.
No, I think you can.
No, I've tried. Yeah, I'm a little bit not in the same shape.
Maybe that's your goal. Maybe that's you get back in the gym, start doing like gymnastic stuff.
I mean, yeah, I need to figure something out in the whole fitness department, but like, I'm just taking it. Like I said, day by day, I'm going to be nice to myself. I'm not going to overthink it.
Yeah. I'm going to be nice to myself.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So
anyways,
Woolworth Theater, that's like, super focused on that. Super focused on Melorosa. There's something else that I've been working on. Another type of alcohol drink.
What?
Yeah.
Can you say?
I'm liking the alcohol business, guys. So I can't say yet. But I'm going January 26th for the first meeting. I will say this. Up in Lexington.
We can probably
that gives it
guess.
Away.
No, it doesn't. What do you think it is?
I'm not going to say it out loud because what if I'm right?
Say it and I'll tell you if you're right.
Bourbon.
Nope.
See, yeah, whiskey.
No, it's not whiskey, not bourbon. It's not tequila.
Okay, then I'm uninterested.
Seltzer? Spike seltzer.
It's going to be fun to do it, like the process. So that's going to be fun to do.
I'm okay. Confused. As long as it's not gin, I'm excited for
it's
you.
It's not gin.
Okay, good. Because gin tastes like farty Christmas trees and I'm out.
It's not gen, but it's also a good partnership with what we're doing at the Woolworth Theater. What? Now you're thinking. Now your wheels are spinning.
That makes a lot of sense.
Now the wheels.
Wait, does this have anything to do with the conversation that you may or may not have had with my cousin?
I don't remember that conversation.
Okay, then we'll talk about it. Well,
I mean, when was the conversation?
Probably when you were getting a spray tan.
Oh, I was like, why is he with your cousin? Spray tan.
Yeah.
Well, I get spray tanned. You know, she's awesome, by the way.
Are you embarrassed? Did I just call you out?
No.
Oh, okay. You were just like, well, I get spray tanned. I'm like, wait, sorry. Was that a secret?
No, it's not. Here's what's funny is when before we do a trip, before we do like a photo shoot, we always get spray tanned, right?
Yeah.
Because we want to look good. You want to feel good about yourself. And I stopped going to, I used to be the guy that went to the tanning bed. Like a long time ago.
Don't
like,
do that to your skin.
I know. Well,
if you're listening to that, I used to do that too. No, I'm not like shaming you. I'm saying I used to do that too.
Yes.
We were all idiots. When Jersey Shore was big in 2009.
Gym tan laundry, guys.
Yeah. Cabs a here.
Gym tan laundry.
Cabs a here.
So anyway, I started going to, what's the name of her company?
Golden Glam.
Golden Glam.
She's had customers who have listened to the podcast that have booked her because we talk about her. Yeah.
All right. So Golden Glam, two M's, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Golden at Golden Glam.
Yep.
Two M's. Anyway, she does a lot of people. Her list of people, like famous people, is getting pretty large, actually. It's pretty cool. I know. You're doing it. Is it you?
It's her business.
Oh, you're getting all the famous people for her. Because you work at Sony.
I'm not taking any credit for her business.
I was wondering why the Sony roster was so tan this year.
They're lining up.
It's like, how do they get tan in the middle of December? Anyway, so when she comes out to the house, which is fantastic about her. She comes out to the house, so she'll do house calls. I think it's a little more money though, right? For her to come out, she charges.
She only does house calls.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a mobile business.
Well, I've gone to her place, though.
Well, that's because she knows you.
Oh, I got you.
That's because you're my friend. Like, she doesn't do that for random clients.
Okay, so she'll come to your house if you live in Nashville, or if you're visiting, you can book her for, like, your bachelorette party.
Yeah,
or
she comes to Airbnbs, the whole thing.
Let's go.
That's, like, the convenience is that she'll come to you.
Okay, so here's
you just also live in, like, Guam, so it's easier sometimes if you come to her.
I know. Every time she comes out to the house, I'm like, do we owe you any extra money? No. Like $300 for gas?
No, you're like consistent client. That's fantastic for her.
That's true.
And think of how many people, like you got a spray tan, but then also Cassie got a spray tan. Brittany got spray tan by her. Like Jason got spray tan. Boom, boom, boom. That's four right there.
True.
That's how business works,
true
baby.
True story.
Anyways, keep going.
Okay, so what I was getting at is Cassie took me by surprise because she just got spray tan. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go get spray tanned. I'm like, I'm going to get naked. Is that cool? Like, just make sure you just lock the door. And she's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like,
you were testing her and she just went for it. And you were like,
yeah,
what?
That's fine. I'm like, hold on. You want me, because when she spray tans you, you're there. If you want to get naked, you're there. And she has to bend down and stuff to get your legs. So she's like eye level with stuff that you don't want to be eye level with unless you're in a relationship.
Okay? And even then you don't really want to.
Well, I mean, I love being eye level with Cassie. I like,
that's because you're a dirty old man.
That's right.
Okay. First of all, that was a joke, but how serious you just got was insane.
Dirty old
that
man.
That was not the right button for dirty. That.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That was that was
like
a better
man. Or what did I ever do? And it's what did I ever do? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, right there.
You can tell you haven't been here in a while. You're just very button happy over there.
Yeah, so good. I got this one still.
I tried to replace that one, I promise. You didn't let me.
You know what? Something tells me that I believe you, Abby.
Anyway, well, back to the things.
So what did she say after
I go,
that?
So wait a minute. You don't care if I get naked? She looked at me. She goes, Chuck, I know you're not going to get naked. She like knew that.
Yeah.
Like, not
knew.
Even though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Whip it out.
Poor Kelsey.
I know. She tells some good stories though. She's just like, some people do not care. Mm-hmm. They just go in there and they're just like, okay.
I've heard some horror stories.
I tried to ask, did you guys watch the Georgia Bulldogs and the Alabama Roll Tide whatever lose?
It was a good game. I watched it.
I was in the presence of the TV airing it.
Crimson Tide.
Can I say I watched it? No. I mean, I watched the end when it was exciting. But okay. Every time I looked up, I feel like it was 3-0 for like 2 hours. I'm like, what are they doing out there? This is a hockey game.
Thought it was a great game. It was. I was in a divided house. I was over at the Aldean's house. So Brittany Aldean is a huge Roll Tider because she went to Alabama. And then Jason is still like, I get it. He was from Georgia, but he didn't go to Georgia. Now, my wife, she went to Georgia. So she was actually, she won it. We almost went to the game.
Oh, that would have been fun.
I know. Well, don't, well, you said it now. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting blamed that we didn't go to the game. Because I was like, I don't, because I was hunting with my dad. I was like, I don't know if I get back in time. And then she was.
Wait,
she,
what did I say then? Was, oh, that would have been fun? Okay, sorry. I take it back. That would have been super shitty. Think about the traffic you would have been
in. Oh, horrible.
You would have had to pay $22 per beer.
So much money.
Instead, you just got to go to Jason Aldean's man cave and the liquor was basically free. Exactly. That seems like a way better time.
Way better time.
And your drive home was 20 minutes, huge not 4 time. Hours.
It's not like all of her college friends were there as well, you know, that she was with. And
I saw that.
All that good stuff. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, we didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Listen, but maybe there'll be another opportunity to do so.
I mean, maybe. It's been 41 years.
I had no idea. Okay. I don't know. Listen, I don't really follow college football. No surprise there. But I had no idea that it had been so long since Georgia had won. Because I feel like, aren't they always in the national championship? Or well, no, I just hallucinated that.
Alabama is.
Okay. So like maybe I just like confused them because they're both. The SEC.
Well, Georgia's always pretty good, but that doesn't mean they always win the.
When title. I was a gymnast in college, Georgia was a great, great gymnastics team. Alabama is still. I mean, not saying that they're not now. I don't follow it as closely, but Alabama's also been a very, very strong gymnastics team.
Anyway, it was fun. 41 years since they won. Jason was extremely happy. It was like he went to school there, and we're just like, you didn't go to school there. He's a huge Bulldog.
I feel like, I don't know what the percentage would be, but there are a lot of country music singers who were screaming Go Dogs into Instagram stories last night, and I would be willing to bet a lot of money that they did not go to Georgia either.
100%. There's a lot. Think about all the Georgia Bulldog fans that are country singers. You have Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean. I saw Travis Denning screaming in the phone.
Kane Brown.
Andrew Janakis. I didn't know who Kane Brown.
Kane Brown was at the game.
Of course he was.
So rich, he was?
That's rich people. And rich people stuff, you know? I didn't want to go because it would be such a...
I don't know. Can you tell me about it?
My wife and I did not go because it'd be so boring. Like, why go to the game when you get, like you said, free alcohol.
Hang out with your family.
Hang out with the family. Don't sleep in your own bed.
Yeah. It'd be like really traffic. Loud in there too.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm trying to make it sound good. It's not like Cassie listens this far into the podcast. So
heard me both.
For other people that are mad they didn't go to.
Yeah, we're just hyping them up. Yeah.
Did you see where the quarterback was on GMA and was like still hammered?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Love that for him.
Yeah, he was like a walk-on. This guy was a walk-on, makes it, wins the national title.
I love that. Remember when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl and he was like at a party and he had like 3 security guards holding him up to walk out in front of the press last year?
Love it.
Love that. Like you earned it. And I feel like people are like, don't bitch about that. That guy just won the Super Bowl. That guy just was a walk-on and then won a national championship for the first time in 40 years. Let that kid be hammered on Good Morning America.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Do you want to do new music?
Yeah.
Jesus. Was that English?
I thought.
Cut that part out. This is going to be a Monday's podcast because we're too far in to get into the Trump stuff. Do you want to do New Music Monday?
Yes.
It's been a long time, I feel like.
It really
way
has.
Way too long. I know.
Months.
All right, what do you want to do? Who wants to start it?
I don't know what Abby's is.
Abby just every time Abby has a cough, she always smiles afterwards.
Wow.
Because you know. You know.
Abby, you are a different person.
You
right
know,
now.
You don't good. Got Omicron.
And your hair's lighter.
It is lighter. It looks, it's very light.
Yeah. I like it. You don't like it?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Abby, what's your Instagram?
So dumb.
What's your Instagram?
My name? Abby.Anderson1_.
Abby.Anderson1_. Slide into the DMs. Abby Anderson's available, ready to go. All you got to do is buy her a shot.
Ready to go. Slide
shake
in
your titties.
And if it's on private, I will not acknowledge you.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Is that a rule? What is that? Why?
If I cannot see you, if your picture is a truck or a tractor, how am I supposed to know what I'm working with?
Wait, speaking of pictures and what you're working with, have you been on Hinge since they updated this voice app? Oh my God. Listen, everybody, this is a public service announcement. If you are on Hinge and you use the new voice feature, don't.
Like
it's gonna... never good. Oh, every single one I've heard, I'm like, this is so cringy. How could you ever think this was appropriate?
You can answer questions. You can now answer, so that
but like
can
talking.
Hear what you sound like
it's and, it's yeah. so bad. Like I'm getting a secondhand embarrassment right now. I don't know. I just yeah. listen. Just stop doing that, guys.
Stop doing it.
I haven't heard one girl that's like, yeah, what a great feature.
I haven't been on a dating app in over a month, so.
I was on it last night.
Find one that you don't.
During the football game, because all the boys were watching football and the girls were swiping for me, trying to marry me off.
Did you find anybody?
No.
Nice. nice.
Nice. I mean, we tried. It was rough.
Like nice. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. No.
It wasn't meant to be. You haven't been on a. Oh, because you had Omicron. So you weren't on the.
I'm just over the dating apps. They're not fun anymore.
It doesn't feel genuine because it's not. Never mind. Let's not talk about that. Let's go. Yeah, slide into the DMs. Woo. New Music Monday. Here we are.
Abby.Anderson_1.
Abby.Anderson1_.
Close. Sorry. Yeah.
Why do you have such a complicated like name?
There's a lot of Abby Andersons.
But you couldn't be like a Abby Ander or something like that where you like shorten it?
Maybe I
Mine's
could.
At Sammy Shea. Boom. Yeah, like that. No questions, comments, no concerns.
Just do like at just Abby. Just Abby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But then I should change it now?
Hmm. Can you change the thing without losing your followers?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you should for sure change it.
Okay, this is going to come out and then everybody's going to go to the other one.
No.
Because I changed mine.
No, if she
Abby,
changes.
You're still linked to like everything on the Bobby Bones show. They'll find you. If there's a will, there's a way. Look at the Bobby Bones show. Look at a picture of Abby rocking, being a phone screener, doing all their things.
How many followers do you have? Do you know? Like come on.
19,000 something.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
How many do you have?
I mean, that's pretty good, actually. I thought you were going to say like a couple thousand.
Oh, yeah. No.
No big.
Wow.
No, I didn't know. It's just awesome. That's pretty good. 19,000.
That gives me anxiety. Thank you. That sounds terrible. Like, I would not that.
I almost don't believe you.
Oh, my gosh. At just Abby. I'm just kidding.
That's a good one.
Hell, you don't believe me.
19,700.
Oh. Wow. Ooh. Let's go for 20.
That makes my hands sweat. My hands are literally sweating.
Really?
That's I don't
really
like that. Good. Yeah.
Is that too many followers for you?
Oh, God, yeah. By about 19,000.
Look at you at the E3 Chop House for the Melorosa.
That's the best I've looked in ever. That night.
Until now, great. Abby. No, until
look
now.
Look at you. You're ready to go.
You didn't know it was me when I walked in.
Of the Tias were telling you to get a husband, and they're going to be like, we're going to tell him to look for the girl with the boots. I heard that story like 12 times. I was like, get it, Abs. Show them those boots.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they love the boots.
I just got a text message that my firearm has been received at the Nashville Armory. So that's good.
Okay, let's start New Music Monday. Congrats on your firearm, but you know.
Well, that's exciting. You order a gun and it comes in and you go get it.
Do not.
What? Come on. Come on.
I was kind of being sarcastic, but naturally you had to take it one step too far.
All right, so let's talk. I'll go first. Can I go? Are you ready for this, Abby?
Yeah, ready.
All right, you ready? Okay, let me turn this up for you. This is our first episode back. We're a little rusty. Give us a break. Okay.
I think we're doing great.
I think we are doing great too. And I think you've come today. I mean, you're just recommending what we should talk about. Like,
yeah,
hey guys, any new goals this year? Hey, all right, let's go. Sammy Shea coming to see you live. Okay.
Jeez. I didn't know I sounded that bad. Sorry, guys.
No, you sound fantastic. So I picked this guy for several reasons. First of all, did you guys know that I'm an owner in the Black Tie Moving Company?
Mm-hmm. I did know that, and you gave me absolutely zero help when I used them for my move.
I'm not sure how to take that because
first of all, you could help me, and then you did it.
Did I help you at all?
No.
Well, I probably just forgot to follow up with it.
Oh, what a shocker, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck has ADD and didn't follow up on something.
Why didn't you just call me and let me know? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's 7 months ago. We're over it.
The Black Tie Moving Company that I'm an owner is in Delaware.
Yeah, but you don't know someone who knows someone?
Yes, yes. But you didn't.
Good to know.
You weren't. Okay.
Anyways, I took care of it and I live in a home now.
Okay. Well, if you would have stayed on me, I would have been like, oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
There's like, you know what, Chuck? There's so many things I have to stay on you about. Like, that one just fell down the list.
All right. Well, you should have saved your money. Anyway, so the guy that owns Black Tie Moving Company, like, overall, like all the spots, including Nashville. His name is Dustin Black. Well, he is this great guy that we ended up doing business together. And one day he goes, you know what? I'm going to step down from doing the everyday operations of Black Tie Moving Company, which is a huge deal. It's like a huge company, makes a crap ton of money, very successful. And I go, why? He goes, well, you know, I always love to ride around with my dad, listen to country music, sing. It was like a goal of his, like they always talked about like, man, that'd be cool to really go for it, move to Nashville, be a singer and all this stuff. I didn't even know he could sing. So when he told me this, I'm like, really? I didn't really paid attention, but I was just kind of listening and be like, that's cool. You know, I go, you should go for it. I'm like, why not? Go for it. He does, changes his name to Dusty Black instead of Dustin Black. So it's Dusty Black, but he's done a duet with Gary LaVox already. He's released like 4 or 5 songs, and he's like, he went on tour with Nelly.
What?
Yes.
That was the remix Nelly? I was not ready for.
Yeah, no, he's like doing these amazing things. And I'm just like, dude, I'm really proud of you. Like just as your friend, you're a successful business guy. And then you're just like, you know what? My dad, I miss my dad. And his dad passed away not too long ago. And he like kind of was like, screw it. I'm going for it. I want to, you know, my dad and I always talked about this. Life's too short. I'm going to go for it. And this is one of his songs. They just, it's perfect time. Yeah, it's perfect time for that. I'm going to go for it. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Affy, I swear to God.
Affy is not.
Just Affy. Play the song. Oh, this is Dusty Black.
Which one? You sent me two.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Send the last one I sent you. I keep running into you everywhere.
Places to run.
All right, play the other one. Play the other one I sent you to. This one.
Slowly standing on your toes. Dry her eyes when her heart gets broke. Do your best to keep your cool through all that schoolgirl drama. Let her see you hold her mother tight. Let her see you talk to God at night. Don't forget she's more than just your daughter. You're raising somebody's mama.
That's what Gary in the box.
She's looking up to you with a whole lot of questions about babies and boys and grandpas in heaven. Teach her everything you know. Be the love she can't outgrow. Let her slow dance standing on your toes.
Oh, we can't play too long, right?
Nope.
Okay. That's one with Gary LaVox. Anyway, so Dusty Black, check him out.
He gives me Travis Denning vibes.
He does. Oh, he gives me Travis Denning vibes. He gives me sometimes Tyler Farr vibes. But once you meet him, you'd be like, all right, cool. This guy's got his own deal. And I'm happy for him. I think he's doing good.
He's good.
He's got like a million streams on a couple songs. Like perfect. He's rocking it. So
congrats to Dusty.
Dusty Black coming through. And if you need somebody to move your stuff, Black Tie Moving Company, especially in Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Oh my god.
You're gonna ruin
my favorite song.
Listening
next time you play
sound.
That, like, I'm walking off. Bye.
All right. That's the last time I will play it this episode.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
We're almost done.
All right.
In 5 minutes.
I know. We're almost done.
Who is it?
Okay. I'll go. My next, my new music Monday is from a little lady named Maren Morris. Mm. She actually just released this to country radio, and it was the number one most added song with 103 first day mm-hmm. ads. What am I saying? Do I work? What's happening? Anyways, it's a good song. It's called Circles Around This Town.
No, I'm so sorry. I was such a buzzkill. I had the thing turned.
Well, I had a stroke when I was trying to introduce it, so I feel like that was just pretty par for the course.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
Okay, here
all
we
right.
go. I drove circles around this town, trying to ride circles around this town, trying to say something with me, something worth singing about. I've been counting up in ruthless, yeah, I got here, but good.
Oh, that you're cutting it off right there?
Well,
because she has rules to follow. Jeez. Am I okay? No, what's wrong fine. With me?
Well, you said so many words in the beginning, you're running out.
I guess. I'll just be quiet.
No, I'm just trying to be a better producer this year. That's another one of my goals this year.
Really? Did you get yelled at?
Just to make this the best podcast it can be.
Yeah, I would love for us to be the best podcast. Like, why don't we try and win awards and shit?
Yeah. This year. This is the year. This
Abby's going to start cracking the whip, and it's going to be great.
Okay.
Listen, whatever you say goes.
I'm so nervous right now.
Abby, you could call the shots. I will follow your lead.
Okay. I'm gonna get it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting now. Let's be professional.
I swear to God.
I wanted to push it so bad.
Here we go.
That one we'll settle for.
Okay. Abby. Well, now that we know everybody's goals in here.
Yeah. So my song, I love his voice. It's so good. And someone texted in through the text line.
First of all, if you ever start off, so my song is, that's, we're never going to win awards. Okay. So good.
First of all. Okay.
Okay, I won't do that again.
If
I
you
agree.
Throw up, it's not going to be good.
I got something in my throat. I think I got a piece of the microphone.
He's like bright red.
No, are I got a piece okay? of this like little styrofoam.
Anyways, Abs, take two.
Someone texted into the text line and they were like, you should set up Abby with Brett Eldridge. I'm like, that's okay. But they were like, he should come on the podcast. And I agree with that.
Okay, you want Brett on that
podcast?
Is
he a good interview? I mean, I don't mean to knock him. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that I've ever really seen him in an interview.
Yeah, he's good.
I waited on him one time at LA Jackson.
Was he a good waiter?
His drummer didn't tip me.
Ooh.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm.
Well, that means...
Hundo P. And I'll never forget that.
Oh, that's not
little
good.
Small, little guy. Yeah, I don't know what his name is, but he was Brett Eldridge's drummer, and he did not tip me.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking
and
about.
That is not how you treat the service industry.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That... Shocking.
But I don't let that like reflect on my opinion of Brett Eldridge. I saw him at the Ryman for the Christmas concert.
Mm-hmm.
That he could melt your cold ice heart. He just did for me.
I don't know why I'm yawning. He's a great like crooner. Like,
yes.
He's a great
that Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé. Am I okay? I'm like starting to get nervous.
It's
I can't.
It's the first episode back. It's fine. We get a pass. I just
Lord. All right. Sorry, Abs. Go ahead. Keep going. All
right, I heard this one today actually, and it just. Stuck with me.
Great.
It's like
it's like you're in church. It's called Holy Water. Holy Water.
Oh, you are my holy water. You are my river. Wash me away and take me higher. Something about your love. Sets me free.
Is he talking about Jesus? Or are you talking about a woman?
A woman.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be applicable to both.
Let me ask you this, Abby.
What?
When you said, like, no thank you, like, basically to, like, like, hooking up with Brett.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What do you, is it because of, like, in a, what? What's
it's
the reason?
Like always an artist. And when we have them in, it doesn't go anywhere.
Oh,
we've
okay.
tried. Teddy Robb, Nate Barnes came in. That nothing. Came
Nate Barnes
that.
Winked at you though. I think you just didn't make a move because he did not wink at me and Chuck.
No, true. I actually messaged him a while, like a month ago.
Really? DM?
Yeah.
Mm.
And did he respond or did he just not remember you?
Oh, he did respond.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, I want to meet your dog, and I thought, you know,
that's
that would
a
be
great.
Anything.
That's a great starter conversation. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But then he didn't really say, like, he was like, yeah, I would love that. But he was like touring. And so I was like, when are you in town next? And he said Saturday. And I'm like, awesome. Didn't hear anything. So I was like, okay, well.
Wait, he asked you when you're in town?
No, wait, this was all in a DM. This
was
all in a DM. Okay. So then next time this is happening with who? Oh, Saturday. Great. Here's my number. Text me when you're in town.
You didn't
because he's not going to remember to go back on Instagram and go back through a DM. Like
you didn't close. You didn't. Well, you failed to close.
Those are times of the past because I'm not doing that anymore this year.
Let's go.
Not chasing.
Do not press
Come
it.
Come on. I won't.
You cannot ruin it.
I know. I'm sorry. I want to just look, everybody listening. I wanted to push a button.
Once you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to chase. you.
Thank you. And
I thought it was to catch you.
Oh.
That's what you said the first time.
Hey, by the way.
Anyways, it's the same story.
On New Music Monday, didn't somebody write in a suggestion that someone should call in and pick the winner?
Yes. No. Yeah. So like the people who listen, so we've done our three. Now the people who listen to this episode should then text in who the winner should be. And we pick the winner next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Text us.
I saw that. I think someone DM'd me that.
Really? All right, what's the number, Abby? Are you about to sing the number?
You tell us the number. 615-295-8853.
615-295-8853. This is fantastic.
Yeah, text us. I want to see how many people are listening right now.
All
right,
so text us who the winner is. It's either going to be Brett Eldridge, Maren Morris, or Dusty Black.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how do you guys feel about this episode?
I really liked it. Why?
Did you like it?
Yeah. Are you going to be like, oh, let's just scratch
the whole thing?
That would be very Chuck Wicks like.
No. What?
You've never done that, have you?
No. No.
We've talked for like 40 minutes about something. He's like, never mind. I don't like it. Let's not do it.
Oh, that was one time.
Oh, my God. Look at this little pup photo I just found. I was trying to find
my Duke.
I was trying to find the screenshot of the New Music Monday idea.
Old Dookie man.
So look at what I found.
Jesus. Alright, so this one, we're in the books. Alright, so this, you know what we're going to start doing? Because you want to win awards. You want to win awards, right? I'm going to start teasing what we're going to talk about on the next podcast.
And when are we putting them up again? Should we talk about that?
Okay, you told me when we came in, almost kind of like you're mad at me. You're like, I think we should, until we get on a set schedule, you should just do one a week.
I did say that.
And not two.
I agree. I think that'd be easier.
Well,
but we can still record two when we come in, and we'll have them saved up, but we'll make sure one is up every Monday.
Listen, I'm just trying to make your life easier. You're the one that's got to fly to Vegas for 2 weeks. You got to invent new alcohol.
Let's do one a week. Okay. And then if we have a bonus episode that is available, we'll put those on Thursdays.
Okay.
How's that?
I like that.
And that way we're not committing to Mondays and Thursdays because we're kind of all over the map anyway with all of our schedules. So we'll always hit every single Monday.
Every Monday.
Brand new Love Country Talk to Chuck.
I love that. Start the week out on a good foot.
And I don't know if you guys knew that. More people listen on Mondays than Thursdays.
I believe that because I feel like it's just the
start of the week.
Yeah. And it just like human nature to have your shit together a little more on Monday than by the time Thursday rolls around. I'm like, what day is it?
All right. You're right. All right. So every Monday, new Love Country Talk to Chuck.
Love it.
Love Country.
Season two. Are we season two? Or are we just naming this? What are we doing?
Season two. And we literally, I've been checking the numbers, are on the brink of 1 million downloads.
Woo!
So I want to get 1 million downloads and I want to win award. I want to win awards like Abby said. I don't even know what awards we can win.
Me neither, but I feel like, you know, they're out there. Can Why not try and get them?
How do we win awards?
Well, there's
podcasting awards.
The Nashville Scene just did that.
Were we even on it?
No.
No.
How are we not even on it?
Because we weren't consistent.
No, that's crap.
Just joking. I was just trying to.
How are we not even on that? Who suggests to be on it?
That is a good question. I don't know about that. I know Sore Losers. They won like best podcast, which are on the network too. But
Maybe we didn't hit the qualifications to like be considered. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll look that up. 100%. Like how you get like nominated or.
Who knows? Do people even know we exist, I guess? They have to. We're approaching 1 million downloads.
Yeah,
that might be just like mostly my family. I don't know.
True.
I have a million people in my family.
All right, guess what we're going to talk about the next. And I didn't want to come out of the gate with this one.
Well,
I didn't want to freak people out and be like, oh my God, political podcast. Someone at this table got to hang out with the former president of the United States of America.
Man.
And when I say like hang out, I'm talking about like really hang out. Guy time, talk about whatever. It wasn't just like a meet and greet. And it's worth hearing the story. That's going to be on the next podcast.
I cannot wait to hear that.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Here we go.
Love Country, talk to Chuck.